This is the Learning, Teaching and Assessment in Higher Education podcast from Sheffield Hallam University in the UK.
Hi, this is Richard Mather from the Creative Development Team in the Learning and Teaching Institute at Sheffield Hallam University. On October 12th and 13th, 2006, I went to the Handheld Learning Conference at the Queen Elizabeth II Conference Centre in London. I recorded an audio diary whilst I was at the conference, and this has been edited into the following audio sequence. Good morning, this is Richard Mather. Sat in a hotel room in London. I'm about to go to a conference called Handheld Learning. Quite looking forward to it, really. It's a two-day event. The programme seems pretty packed. I've had a look and I've got some ideas about what I want to go to, but maybe that'll change when I get there.
What's the point of having conferences about tools? Do we have conferences about pencils? With Windows Mobile, it is of course not just the sort of PDA that actually turns around and becomes a tablet. Not only does it connect through G3 or wireless or Bluetooth, any of those, and it will try and find the cheapest for me to use automatically, but it has just in the corner of it a nice little video camera, so I can actually do video conferencing directly through this phone. I have to say I've not tried it yet. I'm not quite convinced.
So he said, what on earth are you doing? And the child said, well, sir, I'm finding what you're doing is very interesting, but I can't keep up when I'm taking notes and listening to you at the same time. So what I thought I'd do is just video what you're doing, and then I'll play it back to myself tonight and make notes. Right. What do you do as a teacher? Right. Because those of you who are teachers in the audience know well that if you say, oh, well, Dan, that's a good idea, you turn away and you turn back, and there are 30 of them about it. And you also know that next week, only one child will turn up. I'm doing it for everybody, sir. They've all paid me.
This is a genuine paradigm shift. Okay, I mean, paradigm shift's great because I've seen that in so many press releases from Silicon Valley companies. So, yeah, this is a paradigm shift in business knowledge technology. It is a genuine paradigm shift. We're seeing something change completely.
Hi, this is Richard again. It's now 10 to 2. The morning's gone really, really fast. But I'm now sat outside looking right at Westminster Abbey. It's boiling hot out here. It's just like June or July was. Met a couple of people so far, one from Pearson who sat next to me this morning, so obviously Pearson Education Publishing are wanting to have a look at what's going on, and I've also chatted to a guy on the Sony PSP stand in the exhibition area, and I mentioned the work that I did with Michael and Janina in the summer, and there was a flick of recognition there, and he was aware of the project, and especially when I told him in more detail that I'm from Sheffield Hallam and the work that I do. And Sony are doing a PSP in education leaflet, and I've decided I'm going to go and steal a load more for giving out when we're doing technology table, technology bundle activities. As well as Sony, there's companies like Apple and Palm, Fujitsu, Siemens, who are doing some kind of launch of a product tonight. One of the presenters this morning didn't really, I've made me laugh really, because he pulled up a slide talking about Samsung Origami, saying, oh, it costs £700 and the battery only lasts 2 hours and it does this, that and the other. Then he pulled up another slide about a piece of technology from Siemens, but that was available 3 years ago and the battery life was 5 hours. It cost £400 and did pretty much what a Samsung Origami will do. So that's maybe one pointer of, you know, where are things really going? Has there been any progress in some areas? So there's not been much reference to HE yet. And one of the strands this afternoon is HE. It's clear that there is a huge shift in education in this direction towards using handheld devices. But as I said, the only evidence I've seen so far of it is schools. Kids going out on field trips using PDAs and using PDAs for recording video in chemistry classes. And it's giving me the idea that we need to really make a push on using devices, particularly in HE. So anyway, I'll see how the afternoon works out.
It might be possible that school in the future would be 3 days a week with overlapping groups of students and no longer look like a school as we know it today, but really a giant Starbucks with hot desks and a few conference rooms. A few conference rooms and what used to be the teaching staffs in various booths as counselors, assisted by a network of counselors from 1,000 other schools speaking the same language around the world.
The biggest certainty is that whatever any one of us says now will come back to bite you in the future. Because, of course, we all know the internet will never catch on.
I've seen a lot of stuff today that I already know, and we hear this a lot when we go to conferences like HEA in July, where, you know, we seem to know a lot of the stuff that's going on already. So it will just show that Sheffield Hallam and our team are right at the front of it all, really, and I think that's a great thing to see. But yeah, I guess the summary of today is that just a lot more reference to schools than I was really expecting. And why don't the words higher education crop up more in these events about using laptops or using handheld devices? There's another full day of the conference tomorrow.
Well, I stopped using the word PDA last year because everybody was branding what we were doing in the PDA project. It's not about the device. When you've got your vision sorted, you need to work out what criteria you want for those youngsters, what criteria the device will hit. It could be any device. It could be a tablet, PC, it could be a laptop. So you've got to work out what you want to do.
All the practicals we do in science, we get to record on the memory of the PDA, so we can look back on them, and test results we get to put in Excel. And for maths, when we're doing our coursework, we can do it on the pocket slides, like PowerPoint presentation.
And show us what he learned, you know, that day, which was really nice. He'd sort of say, oh, look what I've just, you know, look what I've just worked out. You know.
And that's it.
Went into a presentation by what I thought was Apple quite late, and a guy was talking about a system that they've got running where students can access personalised content via iTunes, where they will log in and then they'll get some personalised greeting and maybe a message about how they did on a test the week before. And effectively it was talking about using an auto voice reader to read content out of a database that was customised for whoever was accessing it. Okay, so that ends my experience of the Handheld Learning Conference 2006. Hope you found it interesting. I certainly found it interesting whilst I was there, and I learned quite a few things that are going to help me with my work in the next year. If you have any questions or comments about what I've just been saying, please email me at richard.mather@shoe.ac.uk. Thank you.
Thanks to Richard, and if you would like to find out more about the Handheld Conference or anything else that's on the Learning, Teaching and Assessment in Higher Education podcast, visit the show notes at ltapodcast.blogspot.com.